Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Tone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer for our podcast for Monday, 10th of May. Father TJ is going to call because he's looking at the restrictions still in place on the Central Coast.
Oh, and we had a look at Mother's Day. Gee, you had a near miss.
Holy gee.
Saturday, but this is Saturday.
Day before Mother's Day. Because part of the preparation was already done because my wife's present.
Oh, good.
I got perfume and she loves, you know, she loves C from Giorgio Armani.
Mm-hmm.
Has your wife ever tried that?
No, not that I couldn't. No. You know what?
And does she still use Rexona for women?
No. This may be like one of my faults, but I don't know what perfume she uses.
That's all right.
I just know that I like it.
That's a different class between you and I, Clint. but you know, what I thought, you just can't buy perfume. I had to buy something else. And she had.
No, you can't.
No, you're going to have.
Does buying perfume say you smell?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you may. But I thought, I'm going to buy something else. And at Christmas, she got a phone. But you know, with the new iPhones, they have no headphone jack. So you've got to buy the AirPods, the wireless headphones. They have no place
there's
to.
No.
Yeah, jack.
That's
a little
how
hole.
They get you.
Yeah.
I've never actually bought any, ever.
Never.
So I wouldn't know that. But yeah.
Well, you do. And so I thought, I'll get the AirPods, the wireless headphones. I'm there. That's a bloody good gift.
Good gift.
And so I went.
Expensive, though.
Well, and you know, I'm always after a bargain. So I went into the shop.
Yeah.
And there, when I went over, it was like a moment.
What did you find?
AirPods, wireless headphones, $166. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
How much are they normally?
Oh, over $200.
Oh, that's
a
bargain.
Hallelujah.
We'll take it.
Well, I then read further. Returned AirPods, cleaned and checked.
Oh.
So, I didn't let that stop me.
Mate.
All right. So I forged ahead.
Cleaned.
I forged ahead.
Did they ever get all the wax out of them?
Well, I don't know that. Would you? But I paid $166 and I was proud as punch because no cellophane on the outside. You know how they wrap it in cellophane.
Yeah,
little box,
these
none of that.
Because these have been taken off by someone else.
That's right, and returned, cleaned and checked.
Mate.
So I sat in the car and I
so much wrong with that.
I know. I thought, anyway, I better have a check of these new AirPods, the wireless headphones. So I opened up the box and
sounded a bit gluggy.
Holy hell, the swear om does not om, so I can't swear. Yes, it is. I went, holy cleaned and checked. First of all, there were scuff marks all on the because they're only little white, you know, container.
Yeah.
There were scuff marks all on the front. Then I opened up the AirPods themselves and they're all black marks around the headphones. And,
this is how much I love you, Mum.
Oh, my darling wife.
My darling wife.
So I sat there and I pondered for about 3 seconds and I thought, I better go and upgrade.
Thanks.
And I did.
Mercies.
Hallelujah. So I went in and paid the extra $36. And I said, listen, you know how you said they're cleaned and checked? Yeah. Were they cleaned with the hands of a diesel mechanic about 4:45 on a Friday? Because that's what it bloody looked like.
That is awful.
And then as Kirst opened the gifts yesterday, I thought to myself, And I thought, my God, am I glad I paid that extra $36? Because I don't think I'd be here.
$36 just bought you a comfortable place to sleep for the next 9 months.
Just.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Coming up. No, it's right now to have a chat. Yes. Melbourne's most notorious motel is up for sale, and its owners are hoping to get a few mil for it, right? It was Coburg's The Stay Inn on Melbourne on Sydney Road. It was rated as Melbourne's worst accommodation on TripAdvisor before it eventually closed in 2019, right? And it's now on the market for a cool $4.5 million.
Four and a half mil.
They'll knock it down, cool. Build something there. And the motel was so notorious, Vice produced a documentary about its past in its Australian series. Now, look, arrests and fights were commonplace at this motel, and people just got on TripAdvisor and said, the scariest motel experience me and my family ever had. We left after an hour or so. The rooms were so filthy, not fit for animals, and there was a knife in the pool.
Oh, no.
So, how many times, want to know, how many times have you done that? You've gone online, you've had a look at the place, and you go, we're going to stay here. And you go there, and you're
rocking. It's just been
nothing.
Poles apart from the ad.
Nothing. Port Douglas, we stayed at this joint. It was a week holiday. Kirst, my wife and the kids, we went up there and we rocked into the motel. It was a hotel, actually. It was a resort. And as soon as we got there, we went on What If, trying to find another place. Within the next day, we were out staying at the Cairns Hilton. It was so bad. It was filthy. It was dirty and paid an absolute fortune for it.
Why?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I've been to hotels where you just walk in and you expect it to be rubbish. Like, not from an ad, but you just walk in and go, I'm not staying here.
Oh, if you're paying cheap amounts of money, you expect that. But if you're paying sort of reasonable money, you don't expect that. And when they use pictures from the year 2000 and it's 2015, you just go, holy hell. Like that place, I drove up from Mount Isa to Darwin, and halfway up, I stayed at this place. I forget what it was. It was just, you know, it was a hotel, and it was a bar.
In
the middle of nowhere, and it was a...
It served cold beer. That was all you needed.
Cold beers.
At that end of Australia.
And petrol. And I walked into the motel room, and holy geez, there was a dead cockroach on the bed. There was a dead cockroach in the shower, and I went... My God. But then we're out in the middle of nowhere.
If you're in the middle of nowhere. Oh, we're at Wycliffe Wells, which is somewhere between Tennant Creek and Alice Springs. Wycliffe Wells is a service station. That's it. It's actually seen as a town on the map, but when you get there, it's just a service station. And you can stay there. You wouldn't. They got every type of beer known to man under the sun, but you would never stay there. We had a kangaroo at the front door welcoming us with a broken arm. Even the kangaroos were in trouble.
Yeah, bad experiences with your motel. Troy Gosford, g'day, mate.
Guys, I got a good one. I got one that Paddy would love to stay at.
Yeah.
You look online and it says it's got waterfront views, continental breakfast all you can eat. Anyway, you get there, it's in Tasmania, so it's miles away. This was a few years ago, and the lake's dried out, so there's no water views. The breakfast is donuts and juice, and the juice is mixed between orange and apple. And for 3 days, you have the same breakfast. And on the day we're checking out, what do? They change it to muffins. And I thought, you're joking. The day we check out, they change the menu. And I'm thinking, whoa, how did we score this one?
See, photos can lie online.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, they've got Shane from Empire Bay. G'day, Shane.
G'day, fellas. Yeah, look, years ago, my daughter was probably about 4 or 5. We'd driven back from Queensland. And I thought, oh, yeah, I can do this, no worries. But after a big weekend up at my mate's place, the other side of Gympie, we get to Woolgoolga. And I said to my wife, I said, darling, I've got to pull up. I'm stuffed, you know, I'm just knackered. So we pulled into this little place, and she said, no, don't stay here. It looks pretty shonky. I said, I don't care. I'm going to fall in the bed. We went and seen the old guy. We looked like Martin, what's his name? Norman Bates. And he's given us a key on a half a house brick. Your room's number 4. We've gone in there. We've turned the lights on, and those pigtail bloody, you know, those wattage saving bulbs, the pigtail ones.
Yeah.
There were 2 of them. You could barely see your hand in front of your face. I was just so knackered. I just thought, I'll go and have a shower. And the water hammer was so loud it woke the baby up. And I thought, oh, my God. I've gone to lay on the bed, chenille spread out on his double bed. It looked really comfortable. But when me and Di woke up in the morning, we were squeezed together in the middle because it was so soft. I felt like a banana and she felt like a pretzel. We could hardly walk. Anyway, there was a comments book on the way out, and he said, how did you sleep? I just looked at this old guy and thought, oh, my God, if you weren't so old, I'd give you a God plus. I said, yeah, really? Thanks, mate. I limped out to the car, sat in the car for about half an hour to try and wake myself up because I slept nil void. There was noises in the roof and the walls. It was just incredible. Anyway, you know what? I say that to Di every time. I say, remember that hotel we stayed at? We'll Google it. She said, that's the last time you've ever picked one, wasn't it? I said, yes, love.
Well, what are we going to do? That is funny.
It's such a great town, too.
Oh,
mate, yeah, and then I got home and slept for a day, I think. I was knackered.
Well,
therapy on the back.
That is so funny. I've got some music for you.
Yeah, you've got
a little bit of North Korean music going. Tell us what's happening in your place, sir.
We're talking about rules, okay?
Yes,
because every home needs a few rules.
Yeah.
And every home has them.
Good on you, Kim Jong. Kim Jong Un.
Well, we decided to put it to the family.
Yes.
This is not Kim Jong Un. This is more democracy. Because we said to the family, right, we need some rules.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to tell you what the rules are for yet, and we'll let you work it out.
Okay.
Everyone was supposed to make up three rules that they thought would be appropriate.
So when did you write these?
And then submit them.
Right. Oh, you submit them.
You
Holy
submit your
geez.
Rules.
Well, you have a ballot box at
to
home.
To mum. No. To Gwen, my wife.
Was it sealed?
Well, I've got three kids. It's 15, 13 and 6.
Yeah.
Okay. So at that age, the 15 and the 13-year-old are going toe-to-toe at every opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? And the 6-year-old, it's a different kettle of fish altogether. But so they all each wrote three rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife was going to take all the rules,
okay,
accumulate them and then write them up on a list. So we've got a glass door near the dining table at home,
right,
and she was going to write them up on the...
Did you have to put in three rules yourself?
I did.
And did Gwen, your wife, have to put three rules?
Yeah, we all had
so
to put them
in.
So
you had a total of 15 rules.
But it sounds as though she's taken all the rules and then just made up some rules of her own. Because I'll read you rule number one too. Oh, okay. Tell me when you work out where these rules are for.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'll tell you, it's for the dining table. It's for when we're having dinner.
Okay.
Because dinner can be a traumatic time in our family.
Be. Yep. You just want it to be peaceful.
Yeah. Don't look at me. Yeah. You know, like that sort of stuff. She's giving me filthies, Dad. And I go, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the rule number one,
yeah,
no crying or screaming.
Okay.
Or add a difference in opinion. So right. No crying or screaming, difference okay. in opinion, right? I thought, yeah, fair enough. But rule number one, it's a harsh one. But
yeah.
Rule number two, be a decent human being. Say thank you when someone brings you something. Help pack up, clean the table and stock the dishwasher.
Or that's a combo.
It's a big rule.
Yeah, I've given
that's
two
rule
rules.
Two,
wow.
A, B and C.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we've got wait for all to be seated before eating. That's Dad's.
Oh, yeah,
that's
Dad's
my rule.
Yeah, yeah. Very important.
Yeah, well, that's right. When I'm dishing up dinner, I hate it when people just start hoeing in.
But then again, when someone's really, you know, if you have to wait for someone and the food's going cold, I love to waff in straight away.
That's when you start crying and screaming.
Yes, you do. Let's go back to rule eight.
Rule eight. Offer food around before serving yourself. That was Gwen's.
Okay.
Nice one.
All right.
Share a story from your day. That was mine.
Okay.
Yeah. No interrupting others, no dirty looks, no mumbling under breath.
Is there 15 rules we've got to go
yeah,
through?
Yeah, there's a lot. No, we're almost there. Sit neatly at the table and use cutlery.
Oh, yeah. That's handy and in 2021.
And the last one was for Greta. Wear underwear at the table.
Oh, right. Thank you, Greta.
I think it was for Greta. I've not been known to not wear underwear at the table. But then first night we had this, we tried it out. And so we're all sitting there and we went through everyone telling a story. We kept referring back to the board. As someone tried to take food before someone had come, wait. So we all sat down. We were actually referring to the rule book as we were having dinner, and Greta started crying. We went,
hey,
Greta Palmer.
Rule number one, Greta.
What's wrong with you? Why are you breaking rule number one? She goes, I feel like I'm having dinner in jail, Dad.
Yours must be the only place that has a referee in a bunker just whilst you're having dinner. I have never heard so many rules and regulations for anyone to sit down.
Well,
is this normal? I don't think it is, Rob.
No, we put ourselves together and we said, look, these are a guideline so that
right.
you know what we're aiming for. We're not going to punish you every time you step outside the rule book.
So there was no waterboarding after the last dinner. Stacey, Bluehaven, good morning.
Hi, Stace.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. You're a mum of how many?
Four.
Okay.
So you must have rules, surely, at the table.
Yeah. So I have a 12-year-old, 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and 7-year-old.
Oh.
And dinner time is an absolute nightmare.
Boys and girls, Stace?
Yeah, three girls and a boy. So we get the same. She's looking at me the wrong way. She's making a noise.
Yep.
She's kicking me under the table.
Yep. Every
they
night.
They even steal each other's food.
Oh. I remember in the morning, I used to hate looking at my brother David. So I used to put the cornflake box up in front of me so I didn't have to look at him. And that was at breakfast time,
yeah,
let alone.
Don't look at my food.
Yeah, it was just. And I still remember one time I went to have a drink and he whacked my head slapped me on the back of the head and my teeth hit the cup. He was a mongrel
yeah,
as a
so
kid.
So, Stace, do you have any rules that actually work for you?
Well, we do have the no mobile phone rule at the table because the 12-year-old just, you know, it's glued to her hand,
yeah.
Which seems to work. But we've tried the let's talk about what happened that day, but then that turns into I don't agree with that and this is my opinion and this is my opinion. So then it turns into screaming and yelling and then we get to the point where we're like, The next person who screams or yells has to clean the table, the floor, the dishes, the bench, and do the whole lot.
Yeah.
And does that work?
Sometimes, but then they start arguing about who's going to do that.
See, Trey, this is normal. And what you're doing, you are just reiterating what we're all going through and are going through. It's all the same. If your family
is
different. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my mate had about five brothers and sisters, and him and his older brother would hold, one of them would hold the small kids back while mum put the chicken on the table. The other would go in and pick the best parts off the chook on two plates for him and his brother. Then they would release the hounds, boom, and they'd go in and just destroy the rest of the bird.
This is what happens.
Well, yeah, it's hard. You don't go out anywhere.
Oh no, you don't want. No, we wouldn't inflict any restaurant with our kids when they were little. Absolutely no way. How embarrassing!
You just cannot do it.
And Rob, does anyone want to buy a box of masks? 97 left.
97. 97.
Because I said to Kirst, go out and buy. Make sure you get those masks, babe. Yeah, I'll go and get some.
Did you go out and buy some?
100 of them.
I kept looking in all the compartments of my car for one left over from last time masks,
yeah.
And I couldn't find them.
Me either.
I ended up walking into shops without a mask.
Oh.
May have or may not have, depending if I can get fined for that or not.
Illegal.
But I tried. And I covered my mouth with like a golf towel.
Well said.
To make an effort.
And they hit the emergency.
Oh, people look at you and go, really, mate?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really? Because New South Wales residents no longer required to wear masks in retail settings. The shop workers do. Staff must continue to wear them.
Yeah.
But still, some of the other restrictions are still in place. Drinking. If you want to buy those 97 masks, give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3.
97 masks, Paddy.
Holy, 97 to go.
When are you going to use? I'll buy 20 off you.
All right, mate, sold. drinking while standing at indoor venues
3 months.
Is still not permitted. Dancing banned at hospitality venues and nightclubs, and also...
Really, who throws the mask out after every use? No.
No one does.
Who washes the mask, the cloth ones that people buy? Who washes that after every use? No.
And still singing by audiences at indoor shows and at churches, worship's still not allowed. So there's some of the restrictions still in place. I think to the end of the week in New South Wales, you better get this, mate.
Hello, Triple M.
Good morning. It's the Reverend Father TJ McArdle.
Yep.
From the Church of the Sacrificial Lamb. With gravy and three vegetables. Good morning. Thank you for joining in.
Sure. No problem. Did you have any changes at the church service on the weekend, Father?
Absolutely, Robert. Here at the Sacrificial Lamb, when we said to...
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Again.
When we said to offer peace be with you, to those in your vicinity, normally a handshake is the traditional method.
Was it?
Of course,
but yesterday, it was the simple kick of the foot.
Right.
Okay. For those with gout in the toes, it was somewhat of a relief, I could imagine. Elbow to elbow also worked, but it seriously looks like a barn dance at Tamworth. No wonder parishioners were yelling out, yee-haw.
Yeah. Now, did you allow the parishioners of the Sacrificial Lamb to drink the altar wine, Father?
Yeah.
The drinking of the wine from the chalice was not allowed yesterday, so it was up to me to consume the whole portion of wine, and after three church services, I was well and truly on my way. Excuse me if I smelt like a wino, if I carried on like a footballer on the annual trip away. Someone had to drink it.
Someone did.
No singing was allowed at the church, Father, as well?
Hallelujah for that restriction, especially when you have the tone-deaf and mostly deaf Jessie Leckie in the front pew singing out her lungs as though her feet are on fire. Now that's a finger through a bandsaw moment. Very painful.
So there were many restrictions in place at the Church of the Sacrificial Lamb, Father. Did anything stay the same at church yesterday or the day before?
Robert... One procedure was consistent with all three church services yesterday. The collection plate. No coronavirus is going to stop that little beauty from being passed from parishioner to parishioner. Collecting, I wore a hazmat suit just to put the churchgoers' minds at ease. Cha-ching, cha-ching, hallelujah and amen.
Thank you, Reverend Father.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.